What did you think when you heard of the election result?
I thought the best, I can't say man won, best person won.
Honestly, I was so in shock and I began to cry. It really upset me.
And that's why I can't understand how we got here.
Heute bei Apropos, Stimme aus Amerika.
Yes, together we will make America great again.
But America, we are not going back. We are not going back.
Die USA haben einen Wahlkampf erlebt, der polarisiert hat, der aufgeheizt war und wo es auch darum gegangen ist, was die amerikanische Identität ausmacht. Und am Ende ist Mitte letzte Woche die Entscheidung gefallen, der Donald Trump wird neuer Präsident der USA.
It's a political victory that our country has never seen before, nothing like this. I want to thank
Was löst die Wahl bei Amerikanerinnen und Amerikanern aus? Wie haben sie die Wahl erlebt? Auf was hoffen sie jetzt und was macht ihnen Sorgen? Unsere Journalistinnen und Journalisten in den USA haben sich vor Ort umgelost und mit ganz normalen Menschen geredet, die sie in ihrem Alltag getroffen haben. Das sind ihre Meinungen, ihre Geschichten in einer neuen Folge vom Podcast «Apropos», einem täglichen Podcast vom «Tagesanzeiger». Mein Name ist Mirja Gabatuller und für einmal hört man meine Stimme in diesem Podcast nicht mehr, dafür ab und zu die von denen, die die Interviews geführt haben.
Hallo, ich bin Laura Bachmann, ich bin Podcast-Produzentin beim «Tagi».
Nämlich Podcast-Produzentin Laura Bachmann, die in New York lebt.
Mein Name ist Jan Bolliger, ich bin aktuell Volontär beim Tagesanzeiger und bin für die Wahlberichterstattung in die USA gekommen.
Der Tagi-Volontär Jan Bolliger, der in Phoenix, Arizona unterwegs war.
Ich bin Fabian Fellmann, der USA-Korrespondent vom Tagesanzeiger und den anderen Medientitel in Washington D.C.
Und der USA-Korrespondent Fabian Fellmann, der kurz nach der Wahl Bethlehem in Pennsylvania besucht hat.
Ich bin jetzt wieder zurück hier in der Hauptstadt, nachdem ich die Wahlwoche in Pennsylvania verbracht habe. In dem Swing State, wo mal rot wählt, mal blau. Ich war in Northampton County, wo der Ruf hat, immer für den späteren Sieger zu stimmen. Und es war auch das mal so gewesen. Northampton County hat rot gewählt, republikanisch, der Donald Trump.
Während der Wahl selber bin ich im Swing State Arizona gewesen, genau gesagt in Phoenix, wo die Hauptstadt von Maricopa County ist. Der Name kommt gewissen vielleicht bekannt vor, wo vor 4 Jahren Donald Trump gegen Joe Biden verloren hat, nämlich die ganze Welt auf den Ort geschaut. Maricopa County hat immer sehr lang zum Stimmen auszählen und weil der Biden da ganz knapp gewonnen hat, haben Trump seine Unterstützer fälschlicherweise Wahlbetrug geschmückt und sind unter anderem mit Gewehr vor dem Wahlzentrum aufmarschiert. Auch dieses Jahr ist Maricopa County bis jetzt immer noch nicht ganz auszählt. Aber weil schon klar ist, dass der Trump gewonnen hat, interessiert das niemand mehr. Wenn man da mit den Leuten redet, merkt man schnell, dass es ein Swing County ist.
In New York wählen die Leute in der Regel eher demokratisch. Das war auch das mal der Fall gewesen, weil es ist etwa der diverseste Ort der Welt, sagen viele. New York gilt als unglaublich offen, als Welthauptstadt, als Ort, wo diverseste Kulturen nebeneinander leben. Und dementsprechend auch Themen wie Immigration etc. ein bisschen anders angeschaut werden. Getroffen habe ich Leute in Park oder auf der Straße und es war extrem spannend, um die Stimmung zu spüren von den Leuten so direkt nach dem grossen Entscheid von ihrem Land.
And it is running. Hi! Hello,
how you doing?
What's your name?
Michi.
Charlotte. And your dog's name?
Koosie.
She's looking for squirrels in the park.
It is running. There we go.
Yes, my name is Lily.
My name is Jeff. J-E-F-F.
We're here in your bike shop.
I'm the founder of this bike shop. Continuum Cycles CC Cyclery in New York City.
And what are you doing right now?
I am truing a wheel. Straightening a wheel from a bicycle.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it does. On audio, it does.
So the mics are on. Yeah, they're on.
All right, cool. Hello, my name is Yusuf Alozi. I'm a student at Lehigh University studying mechanical engineering. I'm originally from New York, but I've been living here for a while now, so.
How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
My name's Kelly, and I am from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and I am 53.
I'm John, I'm 53, and I'm from Jersey.
My name is Tammy, and I am 56 years old, and I live in Winter Springs, Florida.
So I'm recording, so what's your name and what are you doing?
My name's Wesley Harris. I ride a pedicab for a living, a bike taxi. I've been doing this for 22 years. I ride all over America from California to Dover, Delaware.
So, hey, maybe first, what's your name?
Jessica.
What do you do?
I'm kind of like a back office specialist. I work for a finance company.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah. So maybe first, what's your name?
Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S. Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z. I'm 74 years old, born in New Mexico, which is state next to Arizona. I did not vote for Trump, I voted for Harris. I was surprised that Trump won, but so be it.
So, how did you react when you heard that President Trump had won the election?
Honestly, I was so in shock. Actually, I was visiting my mom in Pennsylvania, so I had come downstairs that morning and turned on the TV and lo and behold, had found out the results. And I began to cry. It really upset me. That was not who I had voted for, and I had better hope for the country that they would vote for Kamala.
I kept waking up. And so I just kept checking my phone, and then I think around 5 or 6, I'm not sure when, I don't remember, I saw it, and I got really emotional.
What emotion came up?
Fear and sadness. More like empathy, mostly for women and people of color. I'm not really scared for myself. I mean, I'm a white man. And I really thought that it was going to go a different way for some reason.
Yeah, so I went to sleep thinking that he was going to win, but I didn't stay up to watch it. And I would say I was disappointed when I woke up, but not surprised.
The election turned out exactly the way I expected.
How did you feel?
I'm kind of indifferent.
So, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, we heard that Donald Trump won. What was your reaction to his victory?
Well, I was hoping for this. I was not surprised, but very surprised of just how big the win was, personally.
I wasn't really too disappointed. I feel like he's a little bit better than Kamala on economics, so I didn't really mind that much.
Honestly, I felt like things could have been worse. So Trump was president already. I mean, he did have some new news come out about him, but honestly, he's like one of the best businessmen out there, so. You don't get that far without having some, you know, good knowledge. And the things that did surface about Kamala wasn't too good. Even the good that she said, it just wasn't, you know, too there for me. Being in charge of the border and stuff and how the immigrants, I've even just specifically speaking on New York and not even like towards the people who've been, I guess you could say, home invaded for their house. But yeah. Yeah, so, like I said, it could have been worse.
I thought the best, I can't say man won, best person won. That's all I can say about it, you know what I'm saying? Trump, I'd rather Trump be in there than, I hate to sound chauvinistic of them, but I don't think a woman is fit to lead a country. She shouldn't be leading the country.
How did you react when you read the news or saw the news or heard the news?
Well, I'm devastated by the news, and at the same time, I'm not entirely surprised. But my biggest reaction is, I can't believe that many people in the United States could be so alienated that they think Trump is a better president. For me, it's unbelievable, but I understand theoretically in my head, I'm a professor, I can think analytically, that kind of alienation that the vote represents is a serious problem in the country.
I guess my reaction would be, we're kind of fucked. I don't know if I can swear on here, but yeah, either way, it would have been terrible.
So what was your reaction? What are your feelings after the election?
I think the country's heading in the wrong direction with Trump, most definitely. Well, we elected a criminal, not just a criminal, but a felon. What country's going to do that?
What has happened in this country? We're divided, and with another 4 years of the Donald, the first time he ran, I supported him because I wanted a change. And then when I seen what he did, I voted for Biden. I'm still in shock. I went to the doctor today and I told the receptionist, I'm suffering from a new disease that's going to cross America, maybe across the whole world. It's called political stress syndrome. I forgot how I said it at the doctor.
I think first just disbelief. I still can't really believe it. And then just sort of terror. And that's the thing, though. We can't be terrorized because that's what him and all his kooks want, right? Is to scare us into thinking that we can't fix this because we have to. I'm very angry, but that doesn't solve anything. Kind of like how hate has never solved anything. And I just feel like these guys think that it does. And I just can't. Like, we're sitting under the Krishna tree right now, right? This is the first time I've smiled today. I've been on the verge of tears, you know? It's just, it's unbelievable. But at the same time, it's so believable, right? We as a country, I mean, I don't know, man. I grew up in California and I've lived in New York for 20 years. I guess I don't know much about the rest of this country. And how divided we are is so scary.
So what do you expect from the Trump presidency, the second one?
I think he's going to be more aggressive. I think he's going to be scarier. I mean, he did say, oh, we're not going to have to worry about voting anymore. That's a scary thing to hear.
I think his campaign is run on sexism and racism. And I feel like when he was in office, it gave people who were like ride or dies for him, it gave them more of a sense to be open, like on their racism. Like that's how it really felt. And so I think that with him being in office again, I think it's going to fuel those people again, and it's going to like create like mayhem.
You know, mindset, people will feel more and more encouraged to, you know, now also encourage that mindset. It's just not for me. It's not for us. It's not for a lot of groups and communities that, you know, have nothing to do with that mindset. So, What to do?
I expect him to keep his word, which most politicians don't do, but you got to vote for somebody, I guess.
And what do you expect him to do? Like, what's the policies that you would most hope that he's doing what he promised?
I don't even know.
All right.
I can't even tell you.
All right. What do you expect from President Trump?
Well, I'm hoping that what got him to have the big red wave, so to speak, and election win, big win, was that the American people are very concerned about the state of the economy. So I'm hoping he's going to do that and also help the border. And by the border, I mean, I am not anti-immigrant. I'm a teacher. I'm a Spanish teacher. I teach people English as well. And we love immigrants at our core. But we just want to do it the right way. And, you know, it is a country after all. So I'm hoping that he helps the economy, the main issue, and the border, for starters.
It's kind of, you know what to expect with him. He's very honest, whether it's something you would like or not, you know? And I respect honesty overall.
So what do you expect from him?
Hopefully, the things he said. The workers, tax-free overtime. mostly here for that one right there.
For sure. The one thing that I really want to emphasize is that it's the 6th of November, right? It's 78 degrees in Tompkins Square Park right now.
That's about 26 degrees Celsius.
So here we are in November. Feels like summer. Did half of the country, more than half of the country, just forget that this guy wants to burn the planet down? Remove all regulations. Drill, baby, drill, he says.
Yeah. The economy is going to suffer. His tariffs make no sense. I don't know what's going to happen in terms of abortion, but that's very scary to me. That's the part that personally scares me the most. Women who could die or be seriously injured by policies that he enacts.
What do you expect from him once he's in office?
I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping that we don't get much of what we had before. And I'm just hoping that, that's a tough one. I'm hoping that he has a bit of a change of heart once he's in the office and will have a little bit more compassion and understanding towards the people that didn't vote for him, to more or less bring people together than separate us.
But again, that same anger, that same hostility, that same, you know, not in my backyard, get off my lawn. It's like mania, you know? It's like, I've never seen anything like it.
I expect Donald Trump to be a divisive president, as he has always been a divisive personality in politics. I expect him to serve the interests of the rich, and I expect us, the rest of the country, the other half, because it's pretty evenly divided, to have to continue to fight to restrain his worst impulses. And we will.
Do you have people in your life that feel differently about it than you?
Yes, I think that both of my brothers voted for him, and then other people in my life as well. And to me, those relationships are more important than my political views. So I don't need to ruin my family over this, I think, is how I feel.
Everyone's always talking about kind of how divided the U.S. is. Do you experience something in the last few weeks, for example, that kind of gives you hope for the future, that you can come together again?
We just got to keep going. I mean, we make society how it is. Like, we we can only do as much as we can.
But you're optimistic?
I'm optimistic, yeah.
People are more torn over the other candidate not being elected rather than looking at the good that our president now has to offer. So hopefully it can happen. You know, everybody can come up and, but I just don't see it happening, actually.
Well, I think the hope in America is the young people. Us old people, I'm 74, we're on our way out. But I was very delighted to see all the young people that worked on both sides, not only Harris's side, but the Trump side too. So you have a new generation of people, but I want them to change their attitudes. Work together, don't work across this way. You're this and you're that. No, let's work together. We've only been here, 265 years as a country, the freest country in the world. People strive, lose their life to try to get here.
I drove cross country last winter. I drove from New Jersey to Salt Lake City by myself, and I was having a breakdown in Nebraska because I'd been driving on ice for 4 hours with no chains, and I stopped and was a mess, and some town with a church and like three shops and like a couple houses, and that was their entire community, and the people in that community were so kind to me. And I mean, I'm educated at a top 25 East Coast university, like work a white collar job. And I think ultimately everyone is kind and does want the best thing for the country. But I think that politics have gotten to a point where they're no longer capturing the goodness that people actually have in their hearts, maybe.
Okay, and then I have a last question for you, and that is, what song does America need right now, or what song do you need right now?
Wow, what a good question.
Another surprise question. What kind of song comes to mind that the U.S. needs right now?
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow, that's a good one.
What kind of song comes to mind that you would like for the United States right now in this moment? What's the song that the United States need now?
Well, that is a no-brainer. We already did it. I'm proud to be an American.
Can you sing it?
We're at least proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. Sorry about my voice. God bless the USA.
Sunshine on my shoulder makes me happy.
Like, they don't really care about us.
All you need is love. Da, da, da,
da, da. The famous Beatles song.
Yes.
Something about love. I don't know what, though. I can't think of an actual song name. That's so bad. Is it Somebody to Love by Whitney Houston? Is that a song?
I think so.
I should know this.
Should we look it up?
Yeah, I'll look it up. You just look up love. And we'll go with that. Somebody to Love. Oh, Somebody to Love is Queen, not Whitney Houston. Honestly, go with that. I don't really know what it says, but I'm sure I would know it if it played.
Play it.
Let's see. Okay, that is what I was thinking of.
Each morning I get out my dialect.
Well, you know, I was a student of the 60s and 70s, so I go back to, you know, give peace a chance and love one another and all those old classics that were inspirational for my generation to imagine a better world. Probably we need some more updated versions of that, which are not coming to my mind, but those things that remind us that we really can do better if we give each other a chance. I love your question. I'll probably think of a song in a few hours, but for the moment, I'll go with Give Peace a Chance and Imagine a Better World. Imagine all the people. The Beatles songs are still part of that for my generation. And I'm sure my students would give you more current versions of those ideas. Right.
Song do we need? That's a good one. Well, I've been listening to a lot of Billie Eilish because I'm sad. but I don't know. I think we need something. I need some like techno, maybe some dance music.
I don't know. Like, I guess some upbeat kind of song.
Right now, I need a song that is positive, upbeat, and, you know, looking towards the future. We can't be sad and like, oh fuck, he's the president, blah. You gotta make the best of it.
I think we can't change the results, so something fun, something that'll make us happy. So yeah, there's a song called BOTA. It's called like Baddest of Them All, and it's like techno-y. I think we need that one. But yeah,
I don't know, how does it sound?
It's like Baddest of Them All. Do you wanna dance, baby? Like, literally, it's so good. Yeah. But yeah, that's what we need. We need that and prayers. That's what we need.
But yeah, that's
it. Ich glaube, was mir die Gespräche vor allem gezeigt haben, ist, wie unterschiedlich die Leute zu den Wahlen stehen und warum man darum auch wirklich aufpassen mit zu einfachen Erklärungen, warum die Wahl so ausgegangen ist, wie sie ist. Gerade auch in den Gesprächen, die ich mit Leuten geführt habe, die für Trump waren, sind ganz unterschiedliche Gründe genannt worden. Gewisse sind für ihn, weil sie Abtreibung verbieten wollen, andere hoffen, dass er die Wirtschaft in Gang bringt und wiederum andere wünschen sich von ihm Frieden. Die unerwartetste Antwort habe ich aber von einem Uberfahrer in Phoenix bekommen. Er fände Trump zwar unmöglich, aber er hätte einfach Angst gehabt, dass wenn er jetzt nicht gewählt wird, er in 4 Jahren nochmal antritt und dann das Ganze wieder von vorne anfange. Er hätte darum für ihn gestimmt, zum spätestens in 4 Jahren nie mehr müssen von ihm zu hören.
Mir ist aufgefallen bei diesen Gesprächen, dass die Emotionen sehr hoch geschwappt sind, so direkt nach der Wahl. Dass auf beiden Seiten irgendwie die Hoffnung um ist, dass man sich gegenseitig in Zukunft kann verstehen. So die Frage nach Unification und die Frage nach, hey, gibt es irgendwie eine Möglichkeit, wie das Land wieder zusammenkommen kann, von so einer Division. Und ich glaube, wenn dort beide Seiten mit mehr Respekt einander gegenübertreten und versuchen, einander zu verstehen, dass dann in Zukunft das auch in der Politik könnte, oder bin schon im Zusammenleben, könnte möglich sein.
Die Unterhaltungen haben den Eindruck bestätigt, dass die Amerikanerinnen und Amerikaner derzeit in 2 komplett anderen Welten leben. Die einen, die Donald Trump als Faschisten anschauen, als Gefährder der Demokratie. Und die anderen, die sagen, wir dürfen eben nicht alles so wörtlich nehmen, was er sagt. er werde ein sehr guter Präsident sein. Welche von diesen zwei Sichtweisen zutrifft, wird sich jetzt weisen. Am 20. Januar übernimmt Donald Trump das Amt für weitere 4 Jahre. Wir werden sehen, was er in der zweiten Amtszeit alles anrichtet.
Das war eine Spezialfolge vom Podcast «Apropos», vom täglichen Podcast vom «Tagesanzeiger». Die Interviews geführt für die Folge haben Laura Bachmann, Jan Bolliger und Fabian Fellmann. Was lösen die Wahlen in den USA bei euch aus? Was für Fragen bleiben bei euch offen? Schreibt uns an podcasts@tamedia.ch oder bei Spotify. Ausgewählte Fragen greifen wir allenfalls auch im Podcast «Alles klar, Amerika» auf in unserem USA-Podcast, der jeden Mittwoch erscheint. Dort kann man sich auch weiterhin über das politische Geschehen in den USA informieren und natürlich auch bei uns auf der Webseite und in der App. Das war die heutige Folge von «Apropos». Die nächste Folge von uns, die hört ihr morgen wieder. Bis dann, macht's gut. Ciao miteinander.